Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 463, Confirmation Nuggets. I explained in the podcast episode where that title came from, but yeah, that's what we're going with for the title. It could have been entitled, which I've used before or said before, I don't know if it's been a title, How One Deals with a Test Directly Affects the Outcome of That Test. I was just in a good place, sat down to record this, and I was like, I just feel good. And it's Wednesday when I was recording this, 2 days ago. Monday was just a great day, and I explain why. But it was kind of like just looking at, again, there just seems to be feel good at the end of the uncomfortable moments. So we have to embrace the uncomfortable moments because we really don't get to control them. Do our best, get through them, and at the end, there lies the fruits of our labor. Because, again, bad stuff is going to happen and you can't control it. What can you do? There's the proper old question. What can you do? What can you do throughout the day to make you feel better? What can you do consistently? And those things start adding up, and there's an accumulative effect. And again, come to my well, buy the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. I felt great in 2020. I feel way better in 2023. And 2023 is like the best I've ever felt. And 2023 has been a challenging year. Zen knee surgery, you know, financial stuff. And there's some stuff I talk about that just have gone on the last month that I've gotten through. And every time I'm like, well, you got through it. Way to go. That happened. It's working out. Keep going. So I wrote down in my journal, I said, remember how you got here. Keep doing that. And that's what I'm sharing. And that's what I'm sharing on today's episode. You have any questions, comments? I got a new client online, stoked about that. So I just feel like I'm in a great place. So any questions, comments, shoot me a message, proupodcast@gmail.com. Or I'm back on social media. You can message me on social media. Thanks for listening and enjoy. Here we are. Here we go. Let's make it happen today. Episode 463. Confirmation Nuggets. What do you mean you haven't heard of Confirmation Nuggets? Well, here's the actual text I sent to Scott. Something I'll share, but I went, it's just a little nugget of confirmation that I'm headed in the right direction. And Scott texts back, Confirmation Nuggets, exclamation point. He said, and this is the best, he wrote, like chicken nuggets, but healthy. So that's where the title came from. And I just got two little quick things to read. So this is from the book, Don't Believe Everything You Think, from Joseph Nguyen. Why do we even think? I think and think and think. I've thought myself out of happiness a million times, but never once into it. That's from Jonathan Safran Foer. The journey to finding the root cause of suffering. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering out of fear of the unknown. They prefer suffering that is familiar. And that's from Thich Nhat Hanh. Isn't that trippy? They prefer suffering. We prefer suffering that is familiar. Like, that's just deep, right? Well, I hope this finds you well. Because I'm doing well. I'm doing really good. I said it, I don't know when I said it, just popped into my head right now, but someone said, like, well, how are you? And there's that, you know, well, for 58, I feel good. I'm like, it's not for 50. I'm like, I just feel good. And, you know, it's, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but, you know, I started this podcast, you know, 8 years ago. And, you know, you can just see, you know, the path, the journey that I've had. But in 2020, I'm like, dude, never felt this before. This is great. Digging it. Super, super thankful. And not, you know, again, everybody I've trained, I'm like, well, if you keep doing what you're doing, in 6 months, you'll be better. In a year, you'll be better. But it was like this, you know, kind of a personal growth journey, spiritual journey, you know, wasn't anything I was familiar with. So I mean, I had like no idea, but it was just so apparent that I'm doing so much better in 2023 than I am in 2020. And here's the kicker. 2023 has been a challenge in, you know, a number of ways, financially, Zen getting hurt, Zen having knee surgery. So there was all these things. I'm like, you know, I made it through that. I made it through that. And I'm like, and that's starting to kind of win. Meaning, am I flaming the fire up? Look at the bad that happened to me. Or am I flaming the fire B going, dude, made it through that. Made it through that. Wow. Because, you know, I do my thank yous every day, and it's, you know, my faith, my health, Zen's health, this moment right now. And the last one I just added recently was this kind of newfound belief in myself. I'm like, I have that. I'm good. But it just feels like that itself gets better. Like, I just get stronger and stronger. And then I go through something. I'm like, all right, that's gnarly. That wasn't fun. I'm like, got through it. And then I'm like, looking at myself going, what did you like who you were? Well, not exactly. Well, let's fix that. You know, so I'm keeping myself in a place of uncomfortableness, consistently challenging myself. And not to a degree where I'm bumming out, but where I'm pushing that stone up the hill every day. The story of Sisyphus. And I've been so into that story. You know, every day you got to find a reason to get up and do that same thing all over again. And you're going to push that stone all the way up the hill. And you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and there's the stone at the bottom of the hill and you got to push it up again. So if you're not finding joy in that, if you're not being thankful that you get to have the opportunity and then the positive feelings of I can push it, you know, I pushed it yesterday, I know I have the belief in myself, I'm going to push it today. You know, if you're not there, you're probably struggling somewhere in your life. So the things I've been doing, I've been sharing, and I kind of share them consistently going, well, here's what I've been doing. Here's how I've been feeling. This is what I'm going through. Feel better. Hey, started working on this, started working on that. Feel better. You know, challenged myself with this, challenged myself with that. Asked why. I mean, three letters, one word, one syllable. Why? Why do you feel that way? Why did that bother you? Why are you thinking about that person? Why are you so obsessed with that? Why can't you let that go? Why is it so hard to move forward? Why do you feel like you feel? Why don't you feel this way? Why don't you feel that way? Just, again, not fun, not familiar. You don't get all those questions automatically just because you asked, but that's what I'm saying. It's deep. It's hardcore. But again, you know, kind of come to my well by the water I sell. Hey, this is what I've been sharing. This is my journey. This is what I do every day. This is what I've been focused on. This is the fire that I've been flaming. This is how I feel. This is how I feel. And it's Wednesday recording, posting it tomorrow, and 2 days ago, Monday, I just had this great day. And that's what I mean. I was just like, okay, like, how did I get there? In one of my journal entries, I wrote exactly that. I said, remember how you got here. I just felt good. And it's like, well, oh, because 2023 was easy? Nope. Because 2023, there are real no challenges? Nope. You found a bunch of money. You made a bunch of money. Nope, nope, nope. It's like, well, wait a minute. How can you feel so good? It's like, because again, it's like this person, like again, I'm just, it's kind of like natural now. Like, I'm just fired up. I got through that. I'm just fired up on what I have today. I can stay present. I can stay in the now. I can stay grateful. I can remain thankful. You know, I can stay in that place. And of course, when something bad happens, I'm like, okay, I don't like that. I'm not enjoying that. But it's not taking away from, yeah, but I'm fine. I'm good. And then, you know, that path was just completely magnified by, okay, chop wood, carry water. That slogan. Get up, walks in, come home, meditate, make coffee, journal, foam roller, got a client, workout, walks in, go to park, do yoga, stretch, read, you know, all these things that you're just like, well, why are you doing those? Where are those leading? It's just the things that I do. Again, chop wood, carry water to me is just a completely another way of looking at the pro you list that I've been talking about since I started the podcast. You know, pick five or six things to do every day, 5 or 6 days a week that make you a better you. You know, number one, sleep. Number two, hydrate more. I'm got to be on the top, you know, five of everybody's list are those two things, but it's that type of thing. But again, now it has different meaning to me, because it was in the past, yeah, my pro you list, but I don't feel like it today. Well, I'm this today. Well, I didn't do that well yet. You know, I wasn't able to move forward efficiently. I was stuck on why it wasn't that. Why is this? Why I don't feel good? Well, this, it's like now again, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I'm, you know, banging out 7 days a week, chopping wood, carrying water, you know, perfectly. No, I've never said anything about that. I'm heavily flawed, still flawed. But when you look at that overall version of me, I know why I'm better. I know why I'm better since 2020. And I know for a fact why I'm better in 2023. Because right when Zen was going into surgery, that's when I was like, all right, I'm just going to get up. I'm going to meditate. And that was different now. I was going to journal, and journal was different now. And then I would go to the park, and I would start stretching. And then I started doing yoga balances, and it would be like halfway through the day. I'm like, I feel good. I'm like, yeah, Zen's having knee surgery right now, and I got to go to the dentist. I mean, I'm highly aware that that's not a typical day for me, going through all those stressors. And yeah, I'm doing yoga in the park, and I feel great, highly aware. And I'm like, well, okay, if I did that once, I'm pretty sure I could do that again. And that's what the dope thing was. It was sustainable. I literally, well, I can do those solid days. Again, no. And it was kind of like this last phase of going, when you don't, you get up and you're just tired. You do a couple things. You're like, that's all I got. And it's like, don't beat yourself up. Don't critique yourself. Don't judge yourself. Why? Well, that's you getting in your way. You don't get in your way. And I didn't. I wake up the next morning. There's no residual yuck because I didn't beat myself up. I'm like, yeah, I was tired. Yeah, I didn't feel like doing a whole lot. But what am I going to do today? Boom, right back to it. And then you step back and you go, yeah, I've been doing that for 2 months. And then you're like, well, that's the power. I'm not going to be perfect, but look what I'm doing now compared to what I was doing, you know, in January, what I was doing last year. And see, and that's that point. It's just so apparent to me what I'm doing and what's working and why I feel the way I do. So I'm going to just start my little list here, and we'll get to what happened on Monday. So this is my first note when I wrote down, okay, episode 463, I'm going to say my experience is just different now. And by different, I mean better. And it was just so, again, such clarity. Like, when, again, that was the big moment when I'm like, okay, 55 is different than I've ever felt in between. You know, the space in between my ears. I mean, I've never felt like this. I've never experienced this. And there I was, you know, you know, in the marching band, shouting and cheering, yay, this is the best ever. And I'm like, it just got better, and it just got better. And again, when it's your path, you know. You know, because again, you know, 2020, I hadn't even like, okay, let's look at your temper, Tom. I mean, I wasn't really even there. I was aware of it. I knew I had it, but I wasn't facing it yet. And that was like the biggest struggle. It's not that I've conquered that, but again, am I great at this? No. Am I better at that? Yes. I can go across the board with that. Every one of the things I chop wood, carry water, my pro, everything that I'm doing, better at. It's like, well, there you go. You just did it. consistently, and now you're better at it. When you're doing things consistently, those little things during that day are going to make you feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then you throw down a whole week of that, and then you throw down a whole month of that, and it's like, well, the cumulative effect of all those things, how's that making you feel? And that's what I mean. You start getting this kind of, you know, self-empowerment going, well, I did that. I mean, I did it yesterday. Why can't I do that today? Because you're not going, I'm going to have a perfect day. I'm going to be wonderful. You know, I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to get in my way. I'm not going to judge myself. But I'm like, hey, just do stuff. You got to move. You got to have action. You can't sit and think. Again, the quotes I just read to you. You can't think yourself out of a bad thing. You can't think yourself into a good thing. You got to do. You got to move. And it's little things. Little things. And we're able to conquer little things when we stay present. And that's really the secret. And I might have mentioned, I just couldn't remember. It was a sticky note. And I'm like, all right, maybe I didn't. And I came back to social media. I announced it. And then I'm like, did I say it on the podcast yet? But anyways, if I did, all right, a tad redundant. But yeah, I went back on social media, and everything I was posting on Instagram was being kind of automatically sent to Facebook. But I wasn't going on to Facebook. Like, I wasn't, you know, logging in. I wasn't checking. I wasn't doing anything. I just didn't want to. But people kind of started commenting, and I would get these messages going, hey, someone commented on Facebook, and I was like, you know, whatever. I just didn't want to deal with Facebook. But then I went on and saw people would, you know, made some really nice comments. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go on and acknowledge the comments, but I'm not going to spend any time, you know, on Facebook. But it was really cool, like, coming back. Like, I felt it was like, it was nice. Like, I didn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I really, really want to do this kind of a thing. It was like, look, if you're, you know, wanting to get clients in any way, shape, or form, you know, what is the first thing that you could do is, well, go online, go back online. And again, here's a, oh, so funny. Well, this is out of order, but it just kind of popped into my head. I said, you know, when I felt good, I started Pro U Podcast. I mean, I spent a year and a half on the couch every Sunday, depressed, started feeling better. I'm like, okay, how did I get here? I said, well, I was just thankful. Like, that became a muscle, and I stayed mindful of that. I'm like, all right, there's your message, start. So over the last year and a half being off of social media, you know, that was part of, like, I wasn't really, like, working out consistently. And if I'm not working out consistently, I guarantee I don't feel great. Now, I could go, Tom, how are you? Best I've ever been. And that was the truth. But it was like, do you want to go on social media and put anything, you know, video-wise of fitness out? I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't mind even really doing a whole lot. I mean, you know, foam rolling. You know, it's like, there's just, you know, I'm like searching to, like, what can I do consistently to feel better? So it wasn't in my mind going, yeah, hey, I should get back on social media and post some sad videos of my fitness journey. But this January, workouts started getting more consistent, started feeling better. I could tell, like, mobility was increasing, flexibility was increasing, you know, core was getting stronger. And I'm like, okay, well, this is stuff I can do. Like, I started going, okay, here's my reframed workout. You know, it's always got to be kind of get back to zero, make sure you're aligned, make sure you're stretching, make sure you're mobile, and then you can start adding in, you know, some more strength moves and some dumbbell work, you know, stuff like that. And it was, again, it wasn't in my mind at all. Like, and this entire, it was like one day I went, well, okay, I should go back on social media. But then I was like, well, what are you going to, you know, what are you going to upload, post? And I went, well, my message now is, here I am, 58, and this is what I do. And I'm actually feeling pretty good. So it was, yeah, July. And it's been 2-3 weeks. And yeah, it was probably the last podcast when it came out, and then probably really shortly after that, I probably went back on social media. And I'm like, all right, proper old. You know, that's what came to me. It was like, okay, getting old is kind of like, oh, I'm focused on what I can't do. And I felt that. Like, oh, I don't do that anymore. I can't do that anymore. I used to do that. I really enjoyed, you know, going to the gym and lifting dumbbells. Like, great. you know, I'm really quick to call to call myself out. And I'm like, okay, great, you like that, it's done, it's over, move on, what can you do? And that was became the search. Like, I got to do something, find something that I can do. And it was, okay, I could tell, like, I got to increase some mobility. I got to really foam roller even more and get myself to a good place. And I was able to do that. And then I'm like, okay, can I do that consistently? And I was able to do that. It's like, okay. And then I was like, okay, let me add that one exercise. And I would go a little bit longer. I'm like, okay, let me add that exercise. Okay, let me go from fives to eights, you know, 5 pounds to 8 pounds. And I'm like, well, let me go from 8 pounds to 10 pounds. It was this very slow, incremental journey. But the whole time, like, okay, outside of my workouts, I'm the best I've ever been. And that never left. And that's why I never really bummed out that I'm like, oh, you know, workouts not, you know, going like they used to. I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, not exactly what I would want, but it's not like I'm, you know, gaining weight, overweight, like out of shape, feel horrible. I'm just like, you know, not as strong, not as fast. And I can tell that it's, you know, not doing those workouts. I mean, I can tell, you know, you go to a gym and you move dumbbells 3 times a week and then you don't for a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, you're going to see that in your body. So if I can handle that mentally, that's a huge test right there. You know, I went to the gym for 45 years, and that was my, you know, foundational feel-good thing. Got through every bad moment in my life, because the next day or two, I was going back to the gym, and I would start feeling better. So to reframe that was such a struggle. But it's like, okay, I'm back on social media. It's like, well, here's, all right, you're not going to get wowed by my workouts. You know, I'm going to really, you know, kind of share my philosophy and more of its way. I mean, I haven't really said this, but I'm sure people are picking up on it. I mean, I've got some videos where I'm doing some things, but it's a lot about mobility right now. You know, there's not a lot of strength moves. There's not a lot of hardcore high intensity workouts, but it's me going, hey, what about that space between your ears? And here's something I thought about, and here's something a client said, and here's, you know, so I'm going, look, at 58, I'm going to work out. I want to feel good. I want to look good, of course, but the majority of my time and energy is going to go on controlling the space between my ears. And it's like, all right, well, there's my message. That's what I'm going to sell. So it wasn't like, oh, yay, I'm excited. It was like, okay, well, now I'm going to kill it. It was just like, well, no, now I'm comfortable. You know, I was, you know, not, oh, I want to get on a podcast because I love hearing myself. It's like, no, I did. I have a message. And then again, I had to reframe what that message was. You know, I started out one way, and then it kind of transitioned into another thing. And then all of a sudden, I was like, okay, now it's just you. What are you going to do? And that was kind of like the final phase where it's like, okay, it'll just be a verbal journal of you know, my experiences, me walking the earth. So just like the workout thing, it's like, well, now I'm doing, you know, pretty close to 2 to 3 a week. And, you know, on other days, I'm, you know, getting to the park, doing the yoga balances, doing some kicking, doing some shadow boxing. You know, so my activity level is just up and my mobility is up. So it's like doing all of that. It's like, yeah, again, doing these little things makes me feel good mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Then at the end of it, the accumulative effect, again, January to July, I'm like, wow, I you know, I feel good about stuff. It's like, all right, here's my thing. I'm not going to wow you, but here's hip mobility. You know, so it was just funny. It's like when I felt good, I started, you know, it's like, okay, I'm ready. But you got to get through those tough times to get ready. All right. And I made a bunch of stuff. Possibly the last trip to Santa Paula Trading Company. I hadn't been there in probably a year, and my manager gave me a black wooden frame, and I was like, I don't need it. I'm not making stuff. And she's like, oh, it's a good frame. Take it. And then I'm like, okay, now I have to save it. But I'm like, all right, let me just. I had a piece of glass and I had the backing, and I'm like, well, let me just take this picture and trim it. And it was so easy to do. But I'm like, well, what could I bring with this frame photo to Santa Paula? Kind of like, you know, and I'm like, well, let me just kind of get rid of some more stuff. And it was just kind of cool, because it's like, I know, you know, it's not like I'm killing it, you know, selling a bunch of stuff, but it was like, you know, I made stuff and kind of outgrew them and was over them. I'm like, well, I'm going to throw them out. And giving stuff away is like, you know, you have no idea. If you're like, I don't want that at all. So it was always kind of a weird thing. And so I was like, well, if I can make a little money and they're gone and they go somewhere where someone appreciates it. And I had the joy of making it, and I probably still have a photo of it. I mean, that's kind of cool. So I was just really stoked. But it was like this whole, like, about a month of going back and, you know, back to sanding and, you know, doing all this stuff again. It was joyous. And when I went there, Tracy, the owner, is super cool lady. You know, and so she's let me just, you know, bring stuff whenever, whatever I want. And so I've loved, you know, our relationship, our friendship, the opportunity, been so thankful. But when I left, I was kind of like, you know, I don't know that I'll ever, probably ever bring, you know, stuff there again. But it was just like, I posted, it was like, you know, I think that was been 3 years, or 2 years. This is the third year, maybe something like that. Of you know, having that ability, like, it was a total, didn't write it down, but a bucket list thing. Go, hey, to have found art in a store one day, you know, selling little things that I make, that would be super cool. So that was just like, you know, wicked cool. Now, going back to the uncomfortable thing, this is just something I noted. Like, dreaded the dentist, slayed the dragon, was like, why would I go take a cold bath? Started doing that. Was like, all right, over that. Still taking cold showers now. And then last year, I was like, okay, the heat. I was like, okay, God, you know, this in 5 days, it's going to be 99. And I'll just sit, I'm like, dude, you're like just tripping out about this heat. And I was like, let's just break this down. I remember like going to the park, public park in the afternoon when it was hot. And I would walk. It was like, you know, 93, 94. And I'm walking in the sun. I'm like, are you burning? I'm like, no, it's really not that bad. And I'm like, and if it gets bad, go in the shade. And I would sit in the shade and I'm like, this is be a little breezy. I'm like, it's fine. And it just sunk deep. And I was like, I had made this space where I was like, don't trip about the dentist. Okay. Don't trip about cold water. Cold's a sensation. Hey, guess what? Heat. Heat's a sensation. It like just fell into this box where I could just put a label on it. So this year, you know, I'm right away, it's May gray, June gloom, and I'm digging it. I'm thankful. You know, the whole rest of the country is already starting to, you know, burn, be hot. And, you know, it's like, hey, it's still not here. It's still not here because it's coming. Know it's coming. Know it's coming. And as it started to get hot last couple weeks, you know, started using my AC, it's like right away, I was like, I heard like in 2-3 days, three people like, oh, the heat's coming. I just dreaded it. Oh, God, can so hot today. And I was like, just aware of, like, that kind of was me. But I'm like, but now I'm not. I was like, okay, pretend it's not hot. Okay, you like hot. Just think. It's like, no. Like, I'm just, like, aware. It's just different. And, like, this whole, again, three people in a row had said that. And all I'm thinking in my mind is, like, okay, one, you don't live in Texas. Two, you don't live in Phoenix. I go, it just started. It's July. We got August, September, October, which I know are probably going to be hot. You know, so it's just this, what can I do? Can I improve my experience? Yes. Come to my well by the water I sell. Fact, fact, fact. You totally can. 100% can. You know, so that's what I'm selling. I don't know. I'm winning. Again, this year, I've had my AC on for probably the last week or so. And I walk outside and I'm never like, oh, I got it. Oh, I'm dying. Like, there's just none of that. And again, it was something I dreaded for, forever. And again, it wasn't humid in California when I moved here for 15, 20 years, and it wasn't hot, and I rarely used AC, and I never used my heater, and now I use my heater all winter long, and now I use AC more and more. Welcome to climate. Welcome to our new climate, our normal climate. All right, moving forward. Oh, and this is something I mentioned, but I wrote a note. You know, chopping wood, Scott and I, one day we were talking about this, and it was just such a big point going, chopping wood, carrying water may be different on quote unquote a rest day, but just as vital, just as important. Here are the things I need to do today to ensure that I have a good day, that I recover, that I rest, that I'm able to wake up tomorrow and go right back to, you know, a solid day. And again, I wrote another note, how you handle that that's what's most important. It's like, well, are you banging out these great days every day? That's what's omnipotent. It's like, nope, that's not the most important thing. You're not going to be able to bang out those perfect days. You're going to be tired. You're going to things, you know, accidents, you know, whatever, weather, who knows, unpredictable things will come in and you might not be able to chop wood and carry water and have that great day. So how you handle that is huge. And again, that was my experience. I remember going Saturday, Sunday, having these great days. But Monday, I was just like, I just felt like I got nothing. And I was like, all right. I mean, it's understandable, you know, and nothing bad. And I went through the day. It was just like, again, I wasn't taking inventory. I wasn't referring. I wasn't comparing. I was just staying present. And I remember I woke up Tuesday and it was just boom, walks in, meditate, journal, foam. It was just like this. And it was just, it was again, with such awareness and clarity, I simply didn't get in my way. If I would have been in my head, critiquing myself, asking why, bumming out, comparing, wondering, that residual would have came with me on Tuesday morning and may have affected Tuesday. And again, how you start the day is a huge factor in how that day is going to go. All right. So I just posted a video a couple days ago talking about, you know, experience. That's all I see it now. Like your life. That's your experience. It's like a ride. You buy a ticket. You're like, all right, get on the ride. There's the ride. Get off the ride. Done. Like that, that's what, whatever you thought, wanted, expected, hoped for, dreamed of, like that was it. That was the ride. That was the experience. And I said, if you feel that your past experience dictates your current experience, I do personally think that's a choice. There's this, you know, story I've shared before where a bunch of diverse people line up on a line. And it's like a race. And it's like, okay, if you had two loving parents, step forward. Okay, if you had a loving, unconditional, supportive family, take two steps forward. You know, if you had a great neighborhood and positive influences, take another step forward. And it's like, okay, I get that. I full on 100% get that. But does that mean that you got to stay behind the whole time? And it's like, no. And that was kind of the thing about the proper role thing. It's like, well, what can I do? Because if I search for the things I can do and do them, guess who's going to feel better now? They're unfamiliar, so they're going to be uncomfortable. But I'm like, again, tooting my horn, yelling, screaming as loud as I can. That's where the joy comes from. That's where the feel good comes from. You got to get into the unfamiliar and get into the uncomfortable. And then again, add a little consistency. And now you got, oh, hey, I'm still not very good at that, but I feel good that I started. I feel good that I began. Because if you start, if you do, if you're active, doing, out of your head. Like that was me. Like I would meditate, get up, Zen's always the first thing, like 5 a.m., walk Zen, come back, you know, meditate, make coffee, journal. And, you know, but whatever it is, like maybe it might be 7 o'clock by then, 7:30, and I'm like, it's just quiet in my head. Like that was one of those things. I'm like, you know, because sometimes I'm at 5 and I'm in my head the whole time. And by 7, I'm like, well, I'm kind of tired or I'm kind of bummed or I'm kind of funky. Because I'm like, well, let's see how the day goes. And if I feel good enough, I'll start venturing. Again, I would always kind of end up having a good day. But it was like, I'm kind of like, well, if the wind's blowing, you know, this way, I'll kind of accept it. And it's like, okay, it's way too passive. You know, again, it's like you gotta kind of push yourself. And again, it's a tough thing when someone's depressed, when someone's struggling, when someone's hurting. There's just no, I want to push a little bit harder in this area. And again, that's what I understand. You know, I'm coming from a place of empathy. I've been there. I've been through almost every bad thing that you can imagine in life. So I understand it. But again, now I'm going, hey, it's an 8.5 year long podcast. I'm not saying, hey, here's how you fix this stuff overnight. Here's how you fix it real quick. I'm saying, here's what I've done. Here's what I've been doing. Well, how can you prove you've been doing that for that? Well, I got a podcast. You know, documentation. And I mean, I will never go back and listen to any of them. But if someone just started at the beginning and went all the way to this one, they would get done and like, oh yeah, you could just tell that that guy was on a journey, and you can tell he sounds different. You can tell he sounds better. So again, come to my well by the water I sell. That's what I'm sharing. Now, do exactly what I did? No, of course not. Try to take things that resonate, you know, and apply that. Like, again, when I would go to the park, and I'm like, well, Zen's chilling. What am I going to do? I'm like, I could stretch. That's it. That's all I was doing. And I don't know how much longer it was like, oh, you know, I want to kind of work on my balance. I'm like, oh, what if I bring in some one-legged yoga balances? Like, that was cool. And then one day I was like, what if I started kicking? I was like, what if I shadow boxed? And I was like, again, it was just slowly adding. It was like, all right, I haven't done it at all, but today I'm going to the park and I'm doing all these 12 things. It's like, no, that's not how it was. And everything I do is like that. I'm almost, you know, it's almost like, oh, I'm learning something about how I learn. Do one thing, get good at it. So you almost don't think about it. And then add a second and then get good at it. You don't have to think about it. Then add a third. And again, now you're not overwhelming yourself, but you're keeping yourself a little challenged. But what's familiar is what? Keeping yourself a little challenged. So there's the goal. And again, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And you have to do that to understand it. You have to know yourself to be able to execute that. You know, you just can't, oh, I've been working crazy and running around with my head cut off and paying bills and being a consumer, and today I'm going to do it this way. It's like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen overnight. I think I went over that. Yeah, it's your experience. So, you know, when you die and you, if you get a chance to somehow look back, you go, wow, it was all on me. Didn't matter how I started. Didn't matter how I felt. It really came down to what choices am I making. Well, I want to talk about why that guy got that experience and I got this. Well, fine. You can spend your time and energy and effort talking about that, which will amount to nothing. Or you can sit alone and bum out that you didn't get this one that you dreamed of. And again, a choice. And you can do that. Meanwhile, time's ticking. Time's passing by. And I said on my post on Instagram, I said, right now, I said, as you're listening to this, this is your experience. Like right now it's happening. Not when you get to this place, not when you make enough money, not when you, you know, meet that right person, have a child, you know, get to finally own a home, get the, you know, dream job. No, time's passing while you're hoping. Time's passing while you're wishing. You got to do. You got to do. You got to do. And by do, it's like, you know, you got to kind of take advantage of what you can do. Again, that's kind of why I feel good. I'm not bigger and stronger. I'm not faster. It's like, well, are you better? Yep. I can just list the things I'm better at. And again, that's what the fire I naturally flame now. I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, I've never felt like this. B, I've never felt this good. C, I've never felt this good this long. D, I've never felt so in control before. You know, again, I don't train a ton of people, but I've trained enough people, you know, to know how people live, how people walk the earth, how people sound, what they go through, what they focus on. And, you know, once in a while I'll pat myself on the back, but there's just not a lot of people that sound like me that I speak with. You know, dude alone with the dog. And he's at peace and he's super thankful. And that's about it. Go ahead and message me if you know someone else like that. Native name. A Native American name sits with coyotes. Hey, I had another coyote experience. This coyote just, it was up on the top of the side of the LA River, right where we were walking. And there's like this, kind of like they pack sand in this nylon thing. So it runs along the river. At the top, it's like a 45 degree angle cement up to the top. And they got these sandbags, big, like 3 foot high, 3 foot square. Anyways, the coyote's up on top of that. And normally when I cross, I lift Zen up on top of there. And then I set him down the other side. And then we walk down and we walk back along, right along the river. So I'm looking, I'm like, that's so funny because I always go, oh, a dog. I'm like, why would that dog be alone? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's probably a coyote. And it sees us, and I start filming, and I'm just walking towards it, like, just excited. Because I just love encounters with coyotes. Again, I think this is number 9, and they've all been fabulous, and people trip out. I don't even care. So he just jumps down, runs down towards the river, and he just starts kind of running by us. But, I mean, we're up on top, and he's down below, so I just filmed the whole thing. And he's just running by, and then he just looks up. And I have Zen up on top now, so Zen and I are both watching him. He's just running by, looks up, looks back down, runs by, and I'm like, yeah, I dig those. I dig those experiences. And I'll tell you the truth, I didn't have any of those moments before the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And it's like, I changed. My experience changed. My vibration changed. What I looked at changed. Where I went changed. I'm walking around with this dog named Zen, and all of a sudden I'm at a park, and I'm sitting with my dog and 2 coyotes. Like, that was kind of the, you know, that's never happened since, but that happened. Like, that was real. Tell me if you know anyone else that had a dog that was walking in a park and sat down within 30, 40 feet, 2 coyotes. Please message me, you know. So again, like, yeah, I don't know what's happening, but I'm digging it. And again, I just kept on having them and kept on having them and kept on having them. Here's something trippy I'll share too. I think I saw 1 gardener snake at the beach like years ago, 6, 7 years ago, a walking Zen. And I could tell it was a gardener snake. Never seen a rattlesnake. And I don't ever really think about that. Like, when at the end of the summer, it's, you know, getting hotter and it gets drier, you know, you always see something about, oh, you know, snake season, be careful. Like, there'll be a sign up or something. And I've seen that, been aware of that. But this is like a couple months ago. And there's no reason. I'm at Griffith Park. There's no reason to think about a snake. And I'm walking, and I'm like on this path, and I'm going to take this little part where it's kind of a shortcut. And I could tell, like, right away, I'm like, wow, it's kind of grown in. And immediately I go, I wonder if I'll see a snake. And I didn't even like care about the answer. I was like, why would a snake pop into my head? It's not snake season. I've never seen a snake here. I've never seen, it was like minute and a half later. And I don't have great eyesight. And I don't have my glasses on. I'm walking with sunglasses. And I stop and I look, and 30 feet ahead, 20 feet ahead. I'm like, that's a rattlesnake. It's just like he's probably 5-6 inches shorter than the path. So not huge, but big enough. But like, it was weird because right, it was like, that's, I could just tell. I'm like, I just don't have great eyesight, but I could just tell it was a rattlesnake. And I, you know, kind of grabbed, you know, Zen was just chilling. He's by me, and I'm like, hold up. And I was like, wow. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm not going this way. And so just as I started to back up, it started to leave. So I think it just was crossing that path and then froze when it sensed us, but wasn't rattling, never made the sound. And I shot a little video, and I got home, I watched it, and you totally tell it's a rattlesnake. And I'm like, okay, why did I think of a rattlesnake? And then one. So again, this is stuff I share with Mosher. I'm like, I'm looking for an answer, but I'm like, look, I share a lot of stuff. I'm like, why wouldn't I share that? So then, I don't know, 4 months ago, my goddaughter's father was in town, messaged me to meet lunch. We didn't meet, and that was it. I kind of, once in a while, would think of my goddaughter, and that was it. And this was probably a week or two ago. I get up in the morning, doing whatever, and I thought, because at one point I was like, oh, you know, it would be cool to do like write letters to my goddaughter, Natalie, like pen pal stuff. And that kind of popped me in. I was like, I wonder if I should write Natalie. And I was like, all right, look, just clouds passing. I was like, thought of Natalie. Hour and a half later, it's her dad. Hey, back in town. You want to meet and hang out? And we did. And it was wicked awesome. But I was like, I'm like, not that I'm in tune with something. Not that I'm vibrating higher. Not that I'm special. Nothing at all. But here's some things that I kind of noticed. And in the past, every once in a while, I would notice certain things. But I'm like, maybe it's just the less junk in your head, the more, I don't know what that is. But I'm like, then again, there's a couple other things that have kind of happened. Well, I just notice it. I'm like, not jumping up and down about it, but it's something. It's definitely something. All right, we got a couple quotes from Mosier. More you let go, the less you carry. How dope is that, right? The more you let go, the less you carry. And this one he found, it's from Viktor Frankl, A Man's Search for Meaning. Oh, that's the book. What am I doing? Where's that quote? Hold on. My bad. Wisdom does not come from experience. It comes from reflecting on your experiences. I just loved that. Wisdom does not come from experience. It comes from reflecting on your experiences. So number one, how do you have experiences? Got to be active. Got to do stuff. Got to get up. Got to get out. Got to move. Then you got to reflect. How do you reflect? Got to stop. Got to pause. Got to sit in quiet. Got to be alone. So you can see again why I love that so much. All right, so here we are. So we arrived to Monday. Now, I had a client out of town for 5 weeks. Never happened before. And I didn't trip. I was like, what am I going to do? It wasn't planned. It wasn't scheduled. It was just kept going, kept going, kept going. And they were just, all right, what can I? There's nothing. That was the biggest takeaway, is I could totally tell I wasn't tripping hard. So, you know, week went by, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And I was like, all right. And here it was Monday. First is Tuesday, the next day, pay rent. I'm like, I have rent a day early. And then I pay a power bill. And I went and got some groceries. And I came home and I'm just sitting there. I'm going, if someone said that client would be gone for 5 weeks, it's like, okay, do you think you'll pay? It's like, well, no, there's no way I can go out with a client that's that consistent for five and a half. Now, no big bills came in, but it was like, still, like, I know my income. And it was just one of those things where it was like, okay, this was like feel good. Then I had this beautiful moment a week ago. I got a client, and it was kind of a client coming back, which never, ever, ever happens. There's a bunch of reasons why clients don't come back, but they just typically don't once they can say they're taking a break, or they're going to stop for a little bit, or, you know, they stop and they just quit. And you just, but they just typically don't ever come back. So been away. So to me, it was like getting a new client, because it was really prompted by being online. So it's like, I went online and I was kind of like, I wonder if what I'm putting out is going to, you know, bring, you know, fruits of that labor would be getting a client. I'm like, 2 weeks, a week and a half into it, I got this client, you know, a guy, you know, came back. And I met with him, and I just felt so good. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm selling on social media. This is what I've done in the past, but this is what I'm doing now. This is where we're headed. I'm like, get a pen, write this down. And I just felt so good. Like, I was like, I know exactly where we're going. And it was so dope, because my client was like, I know, and that's why I called you. Like, 100% commitment, belief. You know, I said, jump. He said, how high? And I was like, we're going to do this. And the cool thing, without getting deep into it, you know, there were a couple things, you know, that were not in his control that happened in life that were hard. And you become the outcome of that. And I'm like, well, you can't undo the bad. You can't change the bad. You can't stop the bad. But what can you do? Meanwhile, you can work on you. You know, and again, that's what I'm saying. So I can look this guy in the eye and go, look, I felt great 3 years ago. I'm way better now. Not because I met someone, not because I'm, you know, have a new family, rekindled my relationship with my father, have a bunch of friends, go places, make more money. None of that. Nothing has changed. I make less money than I ever had. I go nowhere. I don't hang out with people. I don't have a bunch of friends. I don't, nothing. And best I've ever been mentally. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, best done, best. And again, this guy and me have history. So, you know, he was like, oh, he's trying to sell me. No, I'm trying to sell you on anything. I'm just telling you how it is. I'm telling you how it is. And I'm telling you what I'm going to do. And I just, like, again, I think one of the things I said to him, I was like, I want this to be the best money that you've ever spent. When you look back on it in 6 months, a year ago, and that's the best money I spent was paying Tom. Like, that's how good I feel. And I was like, and then that afternoon, that client called. Hey, I'm back. And I was like, and it was just so, like, perfect. Again, all the day before rent was due, it was like, boom, confirmation, and that's what started it. I was like, Scott, got a new client. I said, just a little nugget of confirmation that I am doing the right thing. I'm headed in the right direction. I'm on the right path because I feel this good and I'm getting fruits of my labor. And there it was, confirmation nuggets. Just like chicken nuggets, only healthy. If you have any questions, you have any comments, you want to chat, I'm in a good place. Would love to talk to you about training. You know, the half hour once a week, I just think is optimal because we can chat, we can work out. And again, I just feel in a good place about that. So anything you'd want to share, holler, proupodcast@gmail.com, proupodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, chat about training, guarantee you first session's free. And again, holler. Other than that, you know what I'm going to say. You are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here. Let us begin to control the things that we can control. Seated, legs folded if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw that inhale through the nose, elongate it, slow it down. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. Elongate it, slow it down. That ebb and flow with the breath is where we're going to stay mentally. We're going to stay connected. We're going to stay present. Anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well done. An example of deeming yourself worthy. You know, you did something. Maybe it was your first time. Maybe it wasn't completely familiar or comfortable, but you did it. That's it exactly. Little things done consistently. Daily habits. Atomic habits. Putting your time, energy, effort into things that serve you above and beyond external. Friends, family, money, whatever it is. There's this vast wealth of feel-good lying inside of all of us. And we got to quiet the noise. We got to clear out the junk. We got to deem ourselves worthy. We got to do a little bit of work. We got to make ourselves a little uncomfortable. We got to do that which is a little unfamiliar. You know, keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. And that's if there is joy to doing the podcast, is like, look here, what I've been telling you, what I've been suggesting, what I've been sharing with you has worked. Like, I look at this year going, how did I get through it? I'm better than ever. And I was challenged. This last month, I was challenged. Better than ever. Got through it. I'm not even quite sure how. I just feel good, though. Like, I feel really good. I want to share this with people. I want to inspire people. Because if I couldn't do it, anybody can. And I mean that wholeheartedly. It's a long journey. It can be a rewarding journey. But it is your journey. Peace and God bless.